is where I felt like that I should preach tonight. I preached on this recently, but I felt like the Lord impressed my mind with this again this afternoon. And I just feel like this is the direction the Lord would have me to go. It's a little different than a normal message maybe, but I trust the Lord will help me to be able to deliver what I feel like He has placed on my heart. Isaiah 61, verse number 1. The Bible said, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He might be glorified." Before you sit down, if you would just stretch your hand up and ask the Lord to bless His word. Father, we thank You again for Your word. We know that we're in a very difficult time. We know that there are people, Lord, that are mourning. We know, Lord, there are people that are in heaviness. We know there are people, Lord, that are needing something that only You can supply. So I pray that You'll give us wisdom and direction in Jesus' name. Amen. Some 700 years before Jesus came, this prophet Isaiah saw the day of His coming. And one day in the temple, you'll find this reading in the 4th chapter of St. Luke, if you would like to turn there and read. The Bible said in St. Luke chapter 4 and verse 16, "And He came to Nazareth, where He had been brought up. And as His custom was, He went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. There was delivered unto Him the book of the prophet Isaiah," or Isaiah. "And when He had opened the book, He found the place where it was written, 'The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.' And He closed the book, and He gave it again to the minister and sat down. The eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on Him. And He began to say unto them, 'This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears.' And all that bear Him witness, and wondered at the gracious words that proceeded out of His mouth. And they said, 'Is this not Joseph's son?'" I'm quite sure that that was not the first time they had heard that passage of Scripture read. I'm quite sure that they had heard those priests. I'm quite sure they had heard those ministers read from the book of Isaiah at other times before. But as they heard those gracious words proceed from the mouth of that young man, and he said, "This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears." I think they glanced around at each other and said, "Is this not Joseph's son? Don't we know who this is? Is this not, hasn't he been here in our Sunday school before? Has he not been here on our Sabbath day as worship? Has he not, have we not seen him here before? Don't we know him?" You know, they had just got so accustomed, sometimes like we do. And right before their eyes, the scripture had been fulfilled. Almost 700 years after it had been prophesied. Amen. He had been anointed and sent from God. What for? To preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive, recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that were bruised. Now there's a little bit of difference here in the wording, but I want to point out something here before I get too deep in this. This word anoint is to, the literal meaning is to rub with oil, that is to anoint. By implication, it's to consecrate, to induct a person into a permanent office with a religious rite, a prescribed form. You know, I wish that we could, and I want to go slow here. I wish that we could realize, saints, that Jesus Christ is just as able, Brad, Elena, the Spirit of the Lord is just as able to do for us today as if Jesus Christ in person would walk through those doors and step right up beside the seat where you're sitting on. He's been anointed. He's been anointed. God anointed him and sent him into this world. We need to believe that. We need to believe that. And I encourage you to believe that. We think it was for somebody all the way back there, years and years gone by. But we need to believe that he was consecrated and God sent him into this world. He was put into a permanent office. Can you grasp that? It wasn't then and not now, but it was then and now. I hope I can get you to get hold of that. Hebrews 13 and 8 says, Jesus Christ the same, yesterday, today, and forever. I'm going slow, but I want this to suffice. And this word ordained, and I want to read it, that I'm going to the book of Psalms. There's another word here that goes with this. Ordained is to be erect or to set up, to establish, fix, to prepare, to apply, to appoint, to render sure, certain, confirm, faithfulness. You're real quiet. You're real quiet. In the book of Psalms, would you turn with me to Psalm number 8? I want to preach to you. I really do. I really feel like that God gave me this message. And I have something to say. Oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Who has set thy glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings hast thou ordained strength because of thine enemies, that thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, have they changed since God ordained them and set them in order? Have they changed? Have they changed? You can buy a calendar that would probably somewhere, if you just knew where to look, you can buy a calendar that's set up for 50 years from now. And the days will still be exactly where they, and they can tell you what time the sun will rise unless the Lord comes. You know why? Because it's been doing it for thousands of years. God ordained it. Amen. Hello. Amen. Hello. Oh, praise God. Amen. What is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that thou visitest him? For thou hast made him a little lower than the angels and crowned him with glory and honor. Thou madest him to have dominion over the work of thy hands. Thou hast put all things under his feet, all sheep and oxen, yea, and the beast of the field, the fowl of the air, and the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passeth through the paths of the sea. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Why? Because God has ordained him and sent him. Amen. And you and I, if we could just only get him put where he is. Amen. God has ordained and it's all falling in order. It's all in order. Praise God. Hallelujah. I would go to Psalm 19. Praise God. Can I go there? Praise the Lord. Amen. I don't want to take too much time. Praise God. But Psalm 19 tells us, the heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth his speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Everybody, everywhere, every nation, every kindred, tongue, and people can declare the glory of God by looking at the sunrise and the moon. Praise God. It's on its course and it does not ever get out of course. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. They all hear the speech. God is talking. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. All because God ordained it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank the Lord. Remember, the things that God ordained are still as effective, as much in effect as they were the very day that God said, let there be light. They're just as much in effect today as they were the day that God said, let there be light. Praise God. Listen, the devil's got some ministers out there saying that things are not like they used to be and God's not doing like he used to do. Don't believe them. Praise God. Don't believe them. Pray. Amen. My. I must hurry. Let's go to the ninth. I'm reading a lot of scripture, but I'm trying to get a foundation. But I want to preach to you. In the ninth chapter of the book of Isaiah, let me read to you some more here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son. This is 700 years before it happened. Unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor. Praise God, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it. Man, I wish I had time to go back into that, but there's some more in that to order it. Pray. It simply, God bless you. And to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. God's got this in his hand. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, praise God. Listen, God's not just accidentally letting things come your way. God's got some things in order. Praise God. Help me, Lord. Praise the Lord. Come on, church. There's some things that's coming our way. You say, well, I don't understand why. Listen, don't question God. Trust him. Trust him. Praise God. We need to learn to put our trust and our confidence in God. Thank the Lord. Hallelujah. There's so many things that God has allowed. Let's go back to the book of Psalms again. I must hurry. Amen. God, give me wisdom. Psalm number 37, I believe, is what I want to read next. Psalm number 37 and verse number 23. That's what I want. Psalm number 37, verse number 23. Help me here. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. I have been young, and now am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Come on. Pray. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Pray. Live good, live right, serve the Lord, and the Lord will order your steps. You say, well, I thought I had a good business deal going in at Fethrew. Maybe it wasn't as good as you thought it was. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Praise God. Hello. Come on. Praise God. In everything that we do, sometimes we don't understand things, but God is looking out for us. I have been young and now am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Praise God. Oh, please, God, help us. You know, sometimes we take too many things for granted. We think just happens. But listen, God's got his eye on you. Amen. Did you know the Bible said that you're the apple of his eye? Praise God. You're the apple of his eye. God's got his eye on you. God's watching. Amen. Praise the Lord. So if we're a good man and we've done what... Now listen. Now the hypocrite, don't expect God to take care of you in the manner that he does a good man that he's ordering you. If you're a hypocrite, don't expect to have God's blessing. But if you're a good man, he's got his eye on you and you're the apple of his eye. And the devil knows better, amen, between the hypocrite and the good man. Hello. Praise God. Oh, help me here, Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Jesus said, and I must hurry. Jesus said, the children of this world are wiser in this generation than the children of God. So, you know, in worldly affairs sometimes, the children of this generation know better deals sometimes. Because sometimes we're not, but listen, God's expecting us to be prudent with our business dealings. And there's nothing wrong with watching and looking for a good business deal or a good opportunity to make a good chance for yourself and take up a good opportunity in a good business deal. God is not against that. But do it honestly. All right? Do it honestly. If you get an opportunity to make a good, God's not against that. Amen. Amen. But if you have to cheat or do something undercover, God is not in favor of that.
and God's blessing. It may look like you're going to really come out, but God's going to require something out of you down the road if you're not careful. Amen. Praise the Lord. But the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Praise God. There are people that know a good deal, amen, in a good business deal, and they look for it. And there's nothing wrong with that. Amen. But listen, I'm preaching about some spiritual things tonight, and this is what I'm interested in. Are you really looking for a good spiritual deal? Could I use that term? Are you really looking for something good spiritually? Well, God's got some good things to offer. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I just read to you in my text tonight. Amen. And I want to turn back again to Isaiah number 61. And he said, amen, amen. The Lord, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn and to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees of righteousness. That's what the Lord's looking for. He wants us to be something that will be righteous. The trees of righteousness. Praise God. Hallelujah. The planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Ultimately, the Lord wants everything that we do to return back to be glorifying him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. I've asked David to help me tonight. Praise God. I gave David something before church, and I want David to stand here by me. Praise God. To give unto them beauty for ashes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. So I gave David a little bit of jar. It's got something in it. What does that look like you got there, son?
Well, it looks like ashes.
It looks like ashes. Well, that's what it is. Amen. I collected those ashes some several years ago, and I've kept them. Amen. I thought I might need them again sometime, and I felt like I'd bring them, and I brought them. That's ashes. Praise God. Amen. How would you like to trade beauty for ashes?
Well,
you want to keep them? They're not worth anything. You're actually going to hold on to that when you can have this?
Some people do.
Some people are holding on.
Yeah.
Some people are holding on to things. But look, David, I've got something more beautiful than the ashes are something that's of no value, son. They're no good. They've burned up. They're something that's been something that might have been valuable at one time. But they're no good now, son. Would you like to trade? But he said, I've come that I might give you beauty for ashes. You think you might want to trade?
Like to have God's blessings.
All right. The trade's up to you.
Right.
He came to give you beauty for ashes.
That apple looks pretty good.
It's a beautiful piece of fruit, isn't it? You know, we've got people that are sitting in our churches tonight with that very attitude. I know I need to. I really would like to. But I've carried this old feeling around for so many years. I've had this old feeling in my heart for so long. I've had such a feeling, I don't even know where I got it. I don't know how long I've had it, and I don't know how long I'm going to carry it. But I've had it for so long till I don't know how I can get rid of it. But he came. He said, I came to bring beauty for ashes. Amen. God sent him into this world. Praise God, ordained him. God anointed him. Sent him into this world, brother. Praise God. Amen. Are you going to trade? Are you going to trade? Amen. I believe there's somebody sitting in this building right here tonight that God would love to get them to make a trade. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise. Beauty for ashes. The oil of joy. Praise God. For the spirit of heaviness. The garment of praise. Praise. Amen. My God. Come on, saints. Amen. We've had, listen, I've known of people that have sat in churches and carried old feelings and carried old feelings so long till they wouldn't shake hands with one another. They wouldn't pray for one another. They wouldn't fellowship with one another. God help us. Amen. Why did Jesus come? He stood right there in that sanctuary that morning, Brother Frey, and he opened up that scripture to Isaiah and said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Amen. He hath appointed me. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Amen. To proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all of them that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, and to give unto them beauty for ashes. Praise God. Do you want to trade? Do you want to trade? Amen. Are you tired of carrying that old feeling around? Are you tired of carrying that old stubborn feeling around? Why don't you trade that off and let God do something good for you? Praise. Listen, God's got something better. Hallelujah. Listen, it might make you feel a whole lot better than what you say, but I can't do it. You might be surprised. It just takes a trade. Praise. Amen. Thank God would just, that simply, praise God. You say, but Brother Tommy, you don't know how hard it's been. Listen, God wants to trade. God wants you to get rid of those things that you've carried around and just make a trade, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. You say, but it's been so long. Get rid of it. Trade it off. Get it out. Praise God. Praise the Lord. I wish I could preach to you tonight. The oil of joy for mourning. Where's that? The oil of joy. Can I use this? The oil of joy for mourning. Listen, we've had people that sat around and mourned over things that happened in their past life. Somebody did something or said something. Come on, church, get over it. Praise God. Amen. Get over it. Get over it. Praise God. Woo! Thank the oil of joy. Praise. David said, he anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Praise. Don't you? I tell you, praise God. I'd a whole lot rather shout than pout. Praise God. I'd a whole lot rather have the joy of the Lord than sit around mourning and pouting over something. Hey, listen, I've had enough said about me that I could pout for the rest of my life. But I'd rather shout, Brother Kenneth, praise God, and have, amen, the joy of the Lord. Praise God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. He wants to give you joy. He wants to give you beauty for ashes. Amen. Praise God. No. I know I need to. I know I need to. Amen. Amen. The first time I felt like preaching from this thought, amen, I had a young preacher. I didn't know the trouble that he was in. I asked him, just like I've asked my son David, amen, to help me preach. I didn't realize it. He was battling cigarette smoking. He was battling some other things, maybe such things as pornography. And I asked him, would you like to trade? He looked at me and said, I know I need to. I'd like to. But he never did do it. He's in a backslidden condition tonight. His family's broke up. He's lost his family. Oh, if I could tell you some more. But if I said much more, I'd just as well call his name, so I'm not going to do that. But he's in a sad shape tonight. Oh, he's long ways from God. And God offered him beauty for ashes. Brother C.L., aren't you glad you traded? Oh, I'm glad I made the trade. Praise God. Praise. Amen. Thank God. Oh, praise God. Come on, church. Come on, church. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Listen, there's people that's sitting in our churches that's under the spirit of heaviness. Praise God. Amen. Get that old garment off. Praise God. Get that old garment off. Amen. Take that old garment. Praise God. that old garment of heaviness. Praise God. Trade it off. I'll tell you what, the best thing I ever did do was put off the old robe, put on the new. Thank God. Amen. That old robe was tattered and torn. The new robe, amen, was spotless and had never been worn. I'll tell you the best thing I ever did do, praise God, was took off that old robe and put on the new. Thank God. Come on, saints. Thank God. Listen, young people, the devil wants to get you all tied up and get you all spotted, tattered, and torn. But thank God Jesus has got a new robe, praise God, that's spotless and never has been worn. Amen. Why don't you trade it in? Thank God. Get that old robe off. Put on the new one. Thank God. Jesus has got something better for us, Brother Robbie. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Praise. Amen. Thank God. Do you want to trade? Amen. Can I get anybody interested? Praise God. Do you want to trade? Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God. The spirit of heaviness. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. To anoint under the, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion. How many people have we got this here tonight that's mourning because of something that's happened in the past? Amen. How many places have I been? Amen. Where people, oh my, 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 my. Amen. They can't sing. They lost their song. They lost their joy, their mourning. Come on, my Lord. The Lord's here to help us tonight. Praise God. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. He wants to give you beauty for ashes, that oil of joy. Amen. For mourning. Amen. He wants to cast off that old garment. Praise God of heaviness. Amen. For the spirit of praise. Thank God that we might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Jesus said, amen, this scripture fulfilled in your ears right here, right now. The Lord's here to do it for somebody tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. Come on. Trade off that old depression. The devil will beat you. Listen, we're sitting in holiness churches. People are sitting in holiness churches that believe in salvation, sanctification, the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. And fighting depression. Just under depression. Listen, it's not God's will. It's not God's will. Come on. Do you want to trade? Do you want to trade? Praise God. Hey, amen. You want to trade? Will you trade? Do you want to trade? Praise God. Don't carry them old ashes around. Why don't you trade with me? Praise. Would you like to trade? Would you like to make a trade? Praise God. God's got something better. Pray. The devil will beat you down, son. He'll beat you down, sis. Amen. I know. Praise God. Let me preach to you just personally from our family standpoint. Amen. When we got news about, amen, little Carter. Amen. The doctor told us all the things that could happen. Amen. It could have drove us. It could have. And for a few days, we could have took all kinds of discouraging things, and I'm telling you, it like to drove Lacey and Gary, amen, it like to drove them into depression. Amen. I had to talk with Lacey. We'd go and eat dinner with her and take her out to lunch. Amen. My Lord, I thought it was going to drive her plumb into depression. She got afraid to drive. She's afraid she'd run over somebody when there wasn't even any. Listen, can I talk to you? Amen. Yes. I now God bless your heart. I'm opening up something here. I don't want you to go off and tell her that I preached about her here in church, but she's afraid to drive across a parking lot. Amen. From where she worked to where we were eating. She's afraid she ran into somebody when there wasn't even anybody, nobody even around, for fear and depression. Amen. Oh, but praise God, I finally got her to trade. Amen. Thank God. I finally got her to trade, Brother James. Amen. Thank God. The devil was just trying to beat her down with nothing but ashes. Thank God. Amen. Listen, don't you take them ashes, son. Don't you take it, sis. God's got something better. Praise God. He wants to give you something beautiful. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Yes, yes, yes. And we'd like to have everything beautiful. We'd like to have everything without any problem. Praise God. Amen. But I'll tell you, that little old Carter, bless his heart. Amen. He he's been a joy. We laugh and we rejoice and we bless his heart. Praise God. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Listen, God wants you to trade beauty for ashes. It may not look like it the best way that you'd like to have it, but God's ordered things, and it may not look like the way you want it right now, but if you'll trust God, Brother Bert, Sister Sandra, praise God. Amen. Trust God. God's ordering your steps. Hallelujah. Trust God, church. Hey, help me. Hey, God knows what we need. And if you're a good man, the steps of a good man, the Bible said, are ordered by the Lord. Pray. Let's believe God and trust God and pray. Hold on to God. God's able to help us, brother. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's not just accidents. Praise God. The doctor said he'd be blind. Be deaf. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Went to the doctor the other day. He had hearing tests. And ever since he'd been born, he had one ear that the doctor just kept telling him he probably wouldn't be able to hear out of that ear. But he took his test the other day. Praise God. And the doctor said, no fluid behind that ear. Praise God. Amen. We just nearly had a shouting time. Praise. Amen. But the devil will beat you down. He'll beat you up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Come on. Amen. But the devil will have you living with nothing but ashes. Wasting away. Praise. Trade it for beauty. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, praise God. Amen. Thank God. Oh, praise the Lord. You say, Brother Tommy, you're preaching something way out. No, I'm preaching to you what the Scripture says. You can live and sit in ashes, or you can trade ashes for beauty. That's what he came to get you to do. The Lord wants you to do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. I'm going to read you in the book of Psalm. Praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Hey, oh, praise God. Amen. We're not praising him just for everything that we want, but we're praising him because of what he is. Amen. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him for his according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Amen. Praise God. Where's your whistle at? Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise him, amen, with the psaltery and the harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with the stringed instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Why? Amen. Because of his excellent greatness. Because of his excellent greatness. Praise God. Amen. That's why we're praising him. Amen. According to his excellent greatness. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank the Lord. Brother Robbie, read me right quick. Psalm number 47. Amen. Listen, church, we're far, far behind. Praise God. Listen, church. Amen. God deserves a lot more than what we're doing for him. Amen. He's done a lot more for us than we deserve. But praise God. Amen. Listen, God is wanting to do more for us. And I tell you, I think when we get to where we get him exalted up there where he belongs, yes, and where he is, Brother Arnold, praise God. Hey, I praise God, Brother Arnold. Bless your heart. Praise God. I appreciate the example that you've been.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Thank God. You've come to church with a smile on your face. Yes. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Look here, church.
Glory, 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 glory.
He could have stayed at home, sat around and pouted and cried.
Right.
But he's come on to church. Praise God.
Sure.
He's come with a good attitude. He's come with a smile on his face. Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hey, we need some more goodies. Hallelujah. I don't know how to say that. Praise God, there's some good examples, and we got one right there. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God. He could be mourning and crying and weeping, and I'm sure there are times that he does, but praise God, he don't show it when he comes here in the house of God. He comes to church with a smile on his face. Praise the Lord. Hello. Come on. Praise God.
Amen.
Come on, church. Praise. What does the Bible say, Brother Robbie? I got to get moving here. Psalm 47:1.
Oh, clap your hands, all ye people.
What?
Oh, clap your hands, all ye people.
Oh, clap your hands, all ye. Do what?
Yes.
Praise the
clap
Lord.
Your hands,
oh, clap
all
your hands, all ye people.
All ye people.
Read the next verse, son.
Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Yes.
Amen. You know, when World War II was over, praise God, they didn't come in with their heads bowed. Them old soldier boys come home.
Right.
That great generation. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. When they come off of them old ships. Amen, Brother Bob. Praise God. Amen. You boys that came home from Vietnam didn't get the right kind, amen, of a welcome home. Bless your heart. Praise God.
Right.
But thank you for doing what you've done. Praise God. Hey, but them old boys in World War II.
My Lord, my Lord.
Some of them any more dangerous, much as you was. Praise God. Thank you for what you've done, brother. Thank God. But them old boys in World War II, when they come home, praise God, they come home, they hit them gangplank. Praise God, they was clomp, clomp, clomp. Amen. They came home with a triumph. Praise God.
Yes.
We're home. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Them old boys that served over there with him in Vietnam, some of them, they come home, had their heads bowed. My God, a shame and a disgrace the
way
they're treated.
You're
praise
right.
God. Listen, church, we're not bowed down. We're not beat down. We ought to be clapping our hands and shouting with the voice of triumph.
Yes. Glory, glory, glory.
I wish I could preach it. Get our attention. Get us woke up here. We're not a beat down church. We're not a defeated church. We're a church that's victorious. A church that triumphant. Praise
glory,
God. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Read for a little bit more for me.
Amen.
Somebody get me a song here. We need to close this out here.
Amen. For the Lord Most High is terrible.
For the Lord Most High is terrible.
He's a great king over all the earth. He shall subdue the people under us. And the nations under our feet.
Listen, we're not about to be defeated. We're serving the great God.
You're right.
Glory, amen. Praise the Lord. I'm not here. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise God.
Bless him, God.
Amen. Read on.
Amen. Verse 4. He shall choose our inheritance for us.
He shall choose our inheritance for us.
The excellency of Jacob whom he loves.
Selah.
God is gone up with a shout. The Lord with the sound of a triumph. Yes.
Yes.
Sing praises to God. Sing praises unto our King.
Sing praises. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, glory to God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I wish Sister Pullen was here.
Right.
Thank God. I've been thinking the words of that old song. She said, clap your hands.
Amen.
All ye people, sing and shout and testify. Lift up your hands. Amen. To the Savior and worship him. He's passing by. Thank God.
Right.
Clap your hands.
Glory, 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 glory.
We are not defeated. Praise God.
We are not defeated.
We are the apple of his eye. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank God.
Thank you, Lord.
But do you want to trade? Do you want to trade?
Oh, yes.
Or you don't just live in those old, sit around in the old ashes?
No.
Amen. Just
get
mourn.
Rid of
that. And, amen. Praise.
Get rid of that.
I didn't look. I didn't look. I didn't want to look. But I don't know if everybody was clapping their hands a while ago. But, you know, it'll do you good if you'll just sometime just praise God with a great big hand clap and say, thank you, Jesus.
Rejoice in the Lord.
How you know, Brother Tom? We'll try it and see if I'm not right.
Rejoice in the Lord.
Praise God.
Yes, worship. Right.
Throw your hands straight up over your head and holler, glory to God. Amen. See if it don't help you. Praise God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Trade that beauty for ashes.
Throw them ashes out there and just reach up and praise God. See if it don't make you feel better. Praise the Lord. Amen. You'd be surprised. Why? You answer me one question. Amen. Why is it, amen, that when they went back to the upper room on the and finally on the day of Pentecost.
Yes.
They were continually praising and blessing God.
Blessing God.
When the Holy Ghost fell on them that day.
Yeah, that's when the Holy Ghost fell, when they were praising God.
Yes. Now bless your heart.
They wasn't rumbling around the ashes of the past.
They wasn't. They.
Right.
Peter and John wasn't fussing over why their backs was so sore and being beaten. And they wasn't fussing about why them fellas wasn't being persecuted or prosecuted for beating them. They was praising God.
They would be the greatest in the kingdom. No, all of those things was
behind. Amen. Amen. Oh, praise God. My God.
Glory, glory.
Amen. They prayed.
Amen. They weren't worried about a lot of things that had happened in their lives.
Right.
Amen. Amen. I got ahead of myself there. The day of Pentecost, they got the Holy Ghost, and then they were persecuted and whipped and beaten, but they weren't worrying about those other things. But listen, there'll be a lot of things that'll look a lot different if you'll just take time to praise the Lord and worship God.
Trade it in.
So, amen. Do you want to trade?
Oh, yes.
He's willing to trade.
Do you want to trade?
Yes, sir.
Do you want to trade?
Yes.
Amen.
Beauty for ashes.
You can live in ashes of the past.
No.
Amen, if you want to.
Let's come out of there.
Amen. But as for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
That's right.
Somebody get us a song. I believe there's somebody here that could have help from the Lord tonight.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Right.
You can trade. I believe the Lord's wanting to help somebody to make a trade. Amen. Amen. It's up to you. You say, well, Brother Tommy, I don't know if I can or not. The business deal is up to you. The business deal is there. The bargain's on the table. The bargain's on the table. It's there. It's available. It's up to you. Do you want to trade? Amen. Amen. It's up to you. Amen. It'll be gone tomorrow. But it's here now. Amen. It's yours tonight. Beauty.
Take advantage.
Beauty. Beauty. Your ashes. Amen. Amen. Beauty or ashes? I believe I'll take the beauty. Amen. I'd rather have the beauty. Praise God. Stand with me all over the house. My message has been a simple little message, but I felt like the Lord wanted me to preach it tonight. Amen. 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 You can go home. Go back to your ashes, or you can throw the ashes out, take something beautiful home with you. The Lord wants to trade with you. Will you come? Will you come? Amen. Let's go.
I tell you the best thing I ever did do. I took off the old coat and put on the new. Well, I tell you the best